7-Eleven right now as far as some of the Kane comments. So we'll jump into that and transition with the guys. You've got Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
The greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled, and only on The Score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Paul Barkish, Dave Wongstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jason Goff. And everyone knows Portillo's and the award-winning family recipes they've served since 1963. I'm talking about the Italian beefs. Whether you like the chocolate cakes, the barbecue ribs, you can get the half slab, the full slab, fresh pasta trays, and their gourmet salads. I'm a fan of the chicken pecan salad. You get a cool, crispy variety of lettuces topped with tender chicken, crunchy bacon, all that good stuff. Or the Southwest barbecue chicken salad is one of my favorites as well. Or you might want to go with the poppy seed fruit with chicken salad. There's a ton of things out there for you if you want to go with the healthy the options. And Portillo's has a new store opening in November in Gurnee. So if you're in the Gurnee area, just stop on by Portillo's. To celebrate, Portillo's is donating all October chocolate cake sales in Chicagoland to two local charities. That's the American Red Cross of Chicago and Northern Illinois, and also the Northern Illinois Food Bank, up to $25,000. Portillo's chocolate cake was in here yesterday. We had a ball with it for our guy Brendan McCaffrey. It's always been a favorite here in Chicago, and there's never been a better excuse to have a piece made with their secret ingredient, as always. Love. So come on this month, and whether you're just around having a slice or you want to buy a whole cake, Portillo's will donate the sales to these charities. Like I mentioned, the Northern Illinois Food Bank and the American Red Cross of Chicago and Northern Illinois. So get yourself a piece of cake, help out the charities in the greater Chicagoland area, and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Begin your future at Governor State University. Learn about their new degree programs, new student residences, and completely renovated classrooms, labs, library, and more. Attend their open house Monday, October 12th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I'm always hearing from business owners who just can't get the money they need to grow. It's time for funding to catch up to the 21st century. It's time for Cabbage. Fill out the application online and you'll get a decision in minutes and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is the real deal, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and twice a Forbes Top 100 company. So go to cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2222. 237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
The Cubs are taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh for a do-or-die NL wildcard showdown. We've got all the latest on this huge game, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just after 1 o'clock. And from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's going to be a heck of a sports night in the city tomorrow as the Blackhawks not only open the season against the New York Rangers, but also get to raise another championship banner in the rafters at the United Center. And over in Pittsburgh, Joe Maddon and the Cubs have their one-game wildcard showdown with the Pirates.
Pretty cool, isn't it? It's kind of an interesting concept. I've been through it before. It's very exciting to it. It's just a unique situation in the game of baseball. It's game seven. You're playing game seven from Jump Street, and I think it's very cool.
And the Cubs skipper was on with Jason and Matt and would not reveal his starting lineup, and you can hear the entire interview at 670thescore.com. In baseball, it's the Astros and the Yankees in New York tonight. Keuchel goes against Tanaka. And also tonight over at the United Center, it's the Bulls opening the preseason against the Milwaukee Bucks. Tune in to Joe Maddon every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff. It's brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer, and this scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, New Mail Medical. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. It should be noted that next to me, Dan Bernstein was refusing your suggestion of having a pleasant afternoon. Just flat out refusing. Doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. I just want the right to have a miserable afternoon
you
if I want.
You always have that right.
Oh, if I want one.
4 hours and 55 minutes.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm the one who gets that. You don't have to worry about him. It's not him, me. I'm the one who gets it.
Yeah, I don't need to be wished something I don't want.
Yeah, well, you know. I think you're
what's wrong with
you're pretty secure in not
what
getting one.
What the hell is wrong with it's okay. This dude, man? Like, for 7 years, I thought every single day, I like them, but something's wrong with
you. Have a pleasant good afternoon. Go ahead.
Something's wrong.
Enjoy.
Have fun.
I'm sure that everything's wonderful.
Really not right.
He needs to be miserable.
No, he doesn't.
Yes. Smiling.
He doesn't need to be.
Oh, no.
He just chooses to
Jason,
be.
Jason, I got a whole psychological profile written up in the other room. I'll give it to you.
But he and I are the only ones smiling at the moment.
Yeah, but this dude is, he's such
no,
a like.
He hates himself and he's trying to like work
the thing,
it out.
He doesn't. He doesn't. This is all put on.
No, I hate everybody else.
It's put on. Evan in front.
I'm not sure what it is.
He's just not right in the head.
I mean, well, I know he's not right in the head. I've said that from the beginning. Yeah, there's something wrong with him. I get maybe you're right. I'm not sure what it is, but something is not connected right.
I'll forward you my PowerPoint that I have.
See if I...
It's like a 12-slide presentation about...
I can put him in the book. Send them to me.
Yeah. Enjoy that hook.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's get it.
Matt Spiegel's PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah. I have one on everybody. I have one on everybody. My one on the morning show is just...
It's horrific, isn't it? And wait, let the record show, you brought it up and he didn't.
This is true.
I heard you say, oh, God. That's all I know.
It's going to come back on me no matter what. You know.
Thank you to our guest today, Pat Hughes from the Cubs broadcast team. Jim Deopolis, the former referee from the NFL. That was terrific stuff.
Yeah, referee Jim D.
Go back and listen to that. Rodney Harrison from NBC Sports, who had not seen the big play.
Yeah, had a Cliff Levingston moment this morning, but it's
had
all good.
Had a Jim Cummins situation.
A Mickey Morandini moment where the guy
Really?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, about last night's play. It might be the biggest one of the year. Didn't watch the game.
I fell asleep on the game.
Right, my ass.
At least he told us.
He didn't even start watching that
remember,
game.
Remember, Buddy Ryan was our football expert, never watched a game.
And hadn't heard of any of the players in the league.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Remember when Jim Cummins came on to critique Rafi Torres' hit on our show? and then about 8 minutes in, admitted that he had never seen the play.
But Rodney did give us the
not off the top. Just
no. Like 8 minutes he went in. With it. And he's like, you know what? Okay. You guys keep asking these damn questions. I didn't watch the play.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, Rodney did mention though that his bus was stoned with 40s when he used to come into Oakland. That's why he hated Oakland, because of their bad fans. And he still wishes ill will on the Oakland fan
base.
Yeah,
but the Niner fans are the ones that are constantly beating people up.
And the Dodger fans. There's something in the Bay Area.
Something's wrong with those people.
With a lot of people. Thank you to our guests. Pat Hughes, Jim D, Rodney Harrison.
Still having a pleasant afternoon? You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Adam Kramer from the Bleacher Report, talking college football.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Madden of the Cubs and Joel Quenneville of the Blackhawks. Jay Zawoski, get better, man. Thank you for just being you. He's got a foot. Thank you. Great job by Nick Shepkowski. And Kevin Zipak, staying all day.
Kevin, thank you, man.
He can stay on the group me until 1 o'clock.
Brendan McCaffrey as well.
Yes.
He jumped in here. He helped us out a little bit, gave a read.
Tanny's scoffing at that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys have made Tanny into a person that I can't even recognize anymore. Like, Tanny was all loving. You know, he was just, he was
a smile. Have we turned him into a hater?
Not even. There's a crust on Tanny that just doesn't feel right.
Well, that's a shower problem.
I wonder if that happened to me those 6 or 7 years I was with y'all.
I just think it's old age. He's married. He's got a kid. He's a baby.
But Tanny's a good man, even if you guys want to corrupt him on a daily basis.
We're working at it.
We're already in the midst of the shift change, which is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. They open the season Saturday at 7. Tickets start at $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Does Steve Malte still play for the Chicago Wolves? Was that his name? The guy who used to score like 50 goals every single year when they used to call up on the phone and be like, hey, here's the Wolves score for the day. And I used to give it to Jay Hood, and he'd pass it along, and we used to have a good night show. Does Malte still play? He's got to be still playing, right? He's like 90 years old, right?
You're asking Wolves questions?
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
We make people crazy,
I'm
right? It's
to,
us.
Hey, I'm just
and this
to,
guy.
Trying to build a bridge to 115, man. I'm trying to, you know, talk to my peeps. You're my guys.
He's all put upon now.
Sports
radio victim
We had a good day together. I'm happy to see you guys and talk to you guys. If you guys don't want to talk to me, it's all right.
Boy, there's so much going on. We had a guest all over the place because it's just crazy time.
We do, too. We've got a ton of guests, too, and there's all sorts of stuff happening. And the play last night, and baseball is happening, and mm-hmm. playoffs start tonight. Mm-hmm. And there's some Bulls stuff. I don't know what you were able to get into, but...
We were.
That Jimmy Butler interview, man...
Giving you the old Marquette package.
Take a look at it.
There's
some holy crap stuff in there.
Yeah, there is. And and it's not just about Derek. It's about Joe. It's about anybody else who has been aligned
with
Derek.
It's a new damn sheriff.
It's about Jimmy.
It's about Jimmy wanting to be the sheriff. Is he good enough to be the sheriff?
You know what's so crazy?
That's the real question.
Hey.
I mean, he got no choice.
Maybe he is.
I think he might be.
The coaches seem to think so.
I think he just might be.
Well, Fred, seemingly, you see all these quotes about Jimmy and his game, and Fred knows that he's been around the league forever. He knows the league. Those dudes know that you got to sink your hooks in the best player.
Yep.
Because as long as the best player is on your team, you're good money.
Well, Jimmy gave us some stuff with Jim Boylan telling him what he told him. Jim's not making that up. He's not speaking out of turn with that stuff. When he's in his ear saying, hey, your top's on the scouting report now. You got to think about distributing. Mm-hmm. You got to think about involving people now because they're going to come get you. They're going to know. And the fact that Jimmy wants to offer, like, yeah, the coach has said I'm the man.
Yeah.
You know, there's some real stuff going. It wasn't just what he said, it was how he said it. He didn't say, I'm willing to be the leader.
No, he planted a flag.
No, he didn't say, I can be the leader. I'm able to be.
Someone needs to.
I have to be. He's been told that.
And nobody is the leader here.
Right. The team's lacking. He used the word leadership's been lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Man, That's intense stuff.
That's $94 million NBA talk.
It is.
It's got a new tax bracket.
Terry, it is lacking.
Hanging out with Mark Wahlberg.